Now, more of That Is Good to Know. Continuing with today's program, here's Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, and welcome back to That Is Good to Know. You're listening to Jeff Stanislow, your host. Our website is www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. And we got a special treat today, Tampa. We're going back to back with our friend Jose Cardenas, premier Sotheby's international real estate agent. He is sharing so much great information about the real estate market, the differences in the real estate market, how to address the marketplace, what's going on in the marketplace, how things are a little bit different, and why Tampa and in Florida, for that matter, are still staying strong about supply and demand. And we got a lot of great information to still continue to cover. So I asked Jose if he could stick around for the second segment. We'll put them both together. Again, Jose, thanks for coming back again.
Oh, thank you, Jeff, for having me, and I'm so glad.
So, you know, a couple of things where we left off on our last segment and we didn't get a chance to get to. I wanted to talk with you a little bit about some recent legislation in your industry and talk to the people about what's going on in the marketplace. I know there's some discussion about commissions and structures. And I know there's a little bit of fear kind of going throughout the real estate agent world, that things might be changing. There might not be 3% on the buy side and 3% on the sell side, that the market is changing. Can you share a little bit about that case with us?
Oh, my goodness. Sure. I will share just in very generic terms, as there is a lot of legal language involved. But I'm going to try to break it down as simple as possible. There are two cases going on. One is the Sitzer Burnett. And if you hear two last names, it's because she is now married and now it's the last name is Burnett. So that's one. And that started back in 2019 in Missouri.
Okay.
So that's A. And we have another case B. And that's the Moore. I'm trying to spell this last name correctly, Moehrl versus NAR, the National Association of Realtors. It's also from 2018, and that's in Illinois.
Okay, so you got two cases going on.
We have two cases, yeah. So just A and B. Again, we refer to the cases by their name, by their last name. So this is the Sitzer Burnett case that I'll talk about because that's the one that you hear the most on the news. And we don't have... we can't say what the specific commission rate should be. That's part of the legal issue here, that some were using a specific percentage. We're not allowed to discuss that. We're not allowed to say this is the in the industry, because that's what they are accusing the industry of, that they were colluding with commission pricing. And as I was explaining to you, you tell me what's the price of milk here in Tampa versus in Texas versus in Colorado, and if the price is very close, or eggs, are you going to now say that the milk industry is colluding?
Sure, no.
So, again, it's
the market.
It's the market, and that's what it is. And anyway, so the National Association got sued by this... defendants, it's NAR and other brokers.
Okay, and NAR is the National Association of Real Estate?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So the verdict was not a positive one. So, but of course they're going to appeal it. Some of these multiple listing services and NAR were accused of making the commission a must and not a
an option, right?
So
kind of forcing a commission amount on top of them,
an optional, not a mandatory. So now it's optional, not mandatory.
Okay.
Right, but we know better that it's on our client's best interest to have the best representation and to continue the practice that we've been doing as to offer the commission to the buyer's broker.
Okay.
And if we have, again, if we have a seller, if I'm going to list a property and my seller does not want to offer that commission to the buyer, again, optional, we as brokers also have the option not to take that listing.
Sure. You can choose, right? You can choose to take on that client or represent that client or not. Okay, I understand.
And our practice is not to take on that listing because it's not going to be on the seller's best interest.
Okay.
All right. And then you go, okay, how is that? How can you say such thing? Well, because the level of service, the marketing, and the other side also is going to show homes that have a seller that is willing to pay that commission to a buyer versus a home that is not offering commission to the buyer's broker.
Okay.
And one can argue and say, well, can the buyer pay for the buyer's commission? Yes, they could, but think about of the closing cost and think of how much money out of pocket that buyer is going to have to come up with.
Sure. It's a substantial amount. Right.
Right. And if you don't have that, are the lenders going to finance that for you as a buyer? Again, think of all the consequences that come out of that.
I kind of, I take a look at this and, you know, I'm coming from just, a traditional homeowner, buyer, you know, seller of a little bit of real estate. And I know Jose Cardenas is with us from Premier Sotheby's International Real Estate and spending some time here talking about the litigation that's kind of going on. And Jose is not an attorney, nor am I. You know, we're just kind of having a conversation about it. Jose, when we kind of take a look at it, I think it's also about supply and demand. You know, when things are good and homes are selling like hotcakes like they did, you know, in 21, 22, and the market was great. Like, yeah, maybe someone said, oh, you know, I mean, I got to give away 3% if I want to sell my home. And if the listing agent's the same as the buying agent, then that's 6%. And all they did, they didn't really do anything. It was the house is on the market for, you know, a week and a half, and it sold. But they also got to figure out when times are tough. You know what I mean? When it takes, you know, 3-6 months to for a home to be on market and the amount of work that these real estates put into that. And people don't think about the longer game, you know?
I'm glad you mentioned that because you tell me what other industry will a person be expected to work for free?
Sure. Yeah.
Right. Would you tell me which other industry does that?
For months sometimes.
For months. And it takes us back to this hyper-competitive industry, and especially here in Florida. As I mentioned before, the state of Florida is the state with the most agents. So now it takes me back to the decision. Was the decision correct? Our answer is no. This was made by jurors that obviously were lacking the appropriate knowledge of the industry. I mentioned this before that real estate accounts for 17% of the GDP.
Wow.
Think of the number of job creation and just the economic impact that the industry brings.
Yeah, 100%.
It's not just about that one agent. It is about the title company. It is about the transaction coordinator. That's another job. It's about the inspector. The
bankers, the mortgage lenders.
The lenders. Think about of all of that. The staging companies, the moving companies, the repairs, the cleaning, the home repair companies. It just goes on and on and on.
Well, I don't want to spend a ton of time, Jose, you know, just in this kind of like litigation. We know it's coming. It's being appealed. You know, it'll probably be a few years before something happens. But You know, one of the things I always take a look at is, you know, it's been this way for a long time. You know, maybe something out of this comes that benefits the people. But I look at it as, you know, this is a lot of money for a lot of people. And at an important time in their lives, they need good representation by professionals.
They need to rely on an advisor that they can trust. And it comes down to that. Do you trust your advisor? And,
yes.
And that's what we are. We are advisors, and you make the decision as the seller or the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to mention two quick things that are very interesting to me. Isn't it interesting that in all these law firms filing the class action, they have recoverable fees ranging from 30 to 40% of the award.
So explain that. They have recoverable fees.
Ranging from 30% to 40% of the award.
Of the award. So lawsuit.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I mean.
In many
not 3% of the award. 30 to 40%. Yeah. 100%.
And they are within that range. Are we now going back to them and say, hey, why are you so close in your recoverable fees as well?
Sure.
Again, because when it's a market, again, we cannot say it's a standard. We cannot say that's the norm. We cannot use those words.
Okay.
All we say is it's negotiable. It's how you can present and defend your value.
Sure.
And what you bring to the table and what you can do for them, for your client.
And then you can choose whether to bring on that client.
Exactly. So the other thing is that this system of the seller paying the commission for the buyer's agent, it's a model that has been proven successful. We are the model here in the U.S. compared to the rest of the countries. They sell real estate in other countries.
Sure.
But they don't necessarily have this exact model. Ours is the model to follow.
It makes sense. I mean, you have a buyer side representation in most and a seller side representation in most. And 80, 90% of the transaction goes pretty smoothly, right? I mean, when it comes down to it, professionals working with professionals, you know, to represent their buyers and their sellers, they make it happen. I mean, obviously there's always some snafus here and there, but, you know, if we want to, you know, go into the weeds and look at exclusive cases, but overall the transaction usually goes pretty smooth.
And I'm glad you bring that keyword. It's about the being a professional. It's about being informed. Know every letter of your contract, of your documents, which takes me to another point that we were discussing on tips and advice for those entering the industry. It's how knowledgeable are you of all these documents and aware of what's going on in the industry? You're not just aware, you are now educating the public as well, and you're advising properly. It's not just enough to know.
Right. So enough on the legal side. I think we covered that. This is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to That Is Good to Know. Visit our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow. Our special guest here rounding out both segments of our episodes today on the show is Jose Cardenas. And Jose is a premier Sotheby's international real estate agent here in Tampa. Jose, thanks for spending some time with us and sharing this multitude of wealth and information and talking about topics from the marketplace, what's going on in the industry, you know, from niche markets, as we learned in kind of our first episode, to what's going on in litigation and what have you. If someone wanted to reach you and interested in your services or talking with you or partnering up, where would they go, Jose?
They can visit my website, josecardenas.me. And or they can find me also in my social media, Jose_Cardenas_Sotheby's. That's for my social media, Instagram or Facebook.
Okay, and we'll put the link up on our webpage, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com for Jose. But if you did want to reach him direct, probably the best way is josecardenas.me, and it's J-O-S-E. CARDENAS.ME. All right. Jose, moving on to, you know, kind of creating a differentiator in the marketplace. We talked about competitive landscape of the real estate industry and, you know, in Florida and how many people are there. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, you're taking on a seller and you're meeting them for the first time. Let's talk about presentation. Let's talk about the brand. Let's talk about the home. How do you get to know it? You know, what makes a difference in your listings? We know you work in the higher end real estate market. We'll spend a little bit of time there. And then I want to touch base for a few minutes on your design skills. I'm sitting here in Jose's lovely home in Avila and enjoying such a beautiful view of the lake and spending some time together. And the design is exquisite and amazing. So Jose, let's talk a little bit about, you know, just taking on that client. What do you look for? What, how do you find the right client that you want to work with? And, you know, anything in regards to that?
So, we have a meeting and it's about understanding and listening to their needs, right? You have to, go over, this in-depth session as to what's the plan, what's the next chapter in life, what do you want to accomplish out of this sale. It's not just the transaction, I'll get your house sold and that's it. But we have a plan of action that we follow. But it is so important to come up with a presentation plan and what you're going to do to get that house ready for the market. Talk about a brand differentiator. People that already know me or that follow me can say, oh, that will be a Jose Cardenas home. There's a reputation. They know that a Jose Cardenas home will be presented the best possible with the best design that I can produce to make it ready for the next owner. Because I'm thinking of the next person that is going to live there, the lifestyle that we want that person to enjoy. When you're talking about sitting in this open concept kitchen overlooking the lake, it's all about how you want to enjoy a space. Not just the bricks and sticks, but how do you want to enjoy life? It's down to those intangibles. Not so much about the luxurious finishes. Those are superficial items or the gold dome or the mega chandelier. It comes down to, is this going to be a peaceful environment for me that is going to make me be on a better mental health? Is it going to be a stress-free type of environment?
Sure. How much work am I going to have to do if I purchased this home or sold this home?
Again, those are intangible. Is this going to give me extra time to spend with my family or doing the things that matter?
Or are you buying it because you know you have to invest a significant amount of time and so you're getting kind of like the market rate, but you have to understand that you need to put a decent amount of time, energy, and effort into a remodel?
That too. So as a seller, When I meet with the sellers, I tell them, you're no longer living here. Let's detach you emotionally from the home. And we start with the packing. We start with the removal of personal items because we want to make the house as neutral as possible for that next owner.
Okay.
We're only caretakers of that home.
Yeah.
That's all we are. And we move on to the next chapter and so on and so on.
I would imagine the emotions are so strong, and that's pretty hard to do. Like, and I think your strategy is fantastic. It's like you have to disconnect. You made the decision to sell your home. You can't hold on to it to the very end, and you know, you have to make it presentable and more neutral to someone who might be enjoying your home moving forward.
Absolutely. So if they were in love with their living room, Victorian red drapes, I tell them, let's pack them and get them ready for the next house if you're so attached to that. But for the next owner and for the audience that we're going to reach, The red velvet Victorian drapes do not work. So we're going to take them down.
Got it.
And let's get rid of that green carpet as well. And we're going to paint that pink fuchsia accent wall a neutral color.
Okay.
Because, again, we're trying to remove that personality from the previous owner and make it as generic in design as possible for the next owner. And that's how we get rid of a lot of those colors or pieces of furniture that were not exactly a match. They were a mismatch, and they've been carrying them for generations, and they were like, oh, I don't really like this piece. It was my mom's, and I've been dragging it for four homes.
Right.
So it's like, okay, why then do I have to keep it for the next future owner to come and see it? Let's pack it and take it out.
It's interesting that you kind of like, you know, people have to disassociate, and the old saying, you know, one person's trash is another person's treasure is kind of like, you know, understated or overstated in regards to real estate, but you have to kind of like, you have a certain design, you have a certain thing that you love, but you have to appeal to a larger range of sellers they need to envision their life in that home after you've made that decision. So that's fantastic. This is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to That Is Good to Know. You can visit our website at thatisgoodtoknow.com. We're talking with Jose Cardenas, Premier Sotheby's international real estate agent representing Tampa. You know, fantastic, beautiful homes here in Tampa. If you're looking to buy high-end or sell a high-end home, reach out to Jose. I can guarantee that he will do an excellent job for you, just because I'm sitting in his house right now and it is so beautiful. Just running out of time. I think we could spend hours in the real estate market. I really enjoy it. Now, one of your passions, and we don't have a lot of time, is design. Can you tell me what your favorite room is to design, and what type of trends are you seeing coming down the pipeline here in the next couple of minutes?
So one of the rooms that I really enjoy is the master suite or the main suite, as they call it now these days. We spend so much time there, which is the sleeping area. So the main suite, I have it now as a dressing room. I no longer call it closet.
Okay.
No, it's a dressing room, and we have the main bathroom, and we have the sleeping area. Those are the parts of a main suite. So that would be my favorite, the main suite, because we spend so much time there. That's the first place that we see when we wake up, and the last one before we go to bed. So I pay a lot of attention and all my resources into that, and I wanted to make it as peaceful, as beautiful, as serene as possible.
Yeah, this is Jeff Stanislow. Again, you're listening to That Is Good to Know. Thanks, Tampa, for spending our time. Hopefully you got some great information today. We spent an hour with Jose Cardenas, Premier Sotheby's International Real Estate Agent, talking about the real estate market in general, talking about, you know, some law cases that are coming in that are going to impact it, talking about niche markets, high-end markets, the interest rates, talked about design and presentation and lots of great information that we hope to share. And I hope, Jose, you come back with us, because we got more. We got tons more we can talk about.
Luxury homes.
Well, thank you very much again. Visit www.thatisgoodtoknow.com for your chance to earn to win some Valspar championship tickets coming up here pretty soon. Take care, Tampa. Have a great day.
Lucky guy, and so thankful that I'm part of this company. And it's a company that I respect, that I admire. And I'm always looking at if my level of service and work matches the expectation of a Sotheby's client.
Great. Jose Cardenas, Sotheby's premier real estate agent here in Tampa, sharing some knowledge with you. This is Jeff Stanislow, and you've listened to That Is Good to Know. Don't forget to go to our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. We've got some Valspar tickets up there for the golf event. Thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you.